A fleet of Russian warships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, left Havana's port after a five-day visit to Cuba following planned military drills in the Atlantic Ocean.
Some view the exercise as Moscow's show of strength amid tensions with the U.S. and Western nations supporting Kyiv in Russia's war on Ukraine. The submarine, a frigate, an oil tanker, and a rescue tug slowly departed from the port on Monday morning. Benjamin Wright reporting.
For the first time in 20 years, Russian President Vladimir Putin traveled to North Korea on Tuesday and met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
This marks their second meeting in 9 months as the two nations bolster military ties amid Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine. The Kremlin announced Putin will spend 2 days in Pyongyang before heading to communist-governed Vietnam on Wednesday. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
A U.S. Secret Service employee was robbed at gunpoint in Tustin, California, while President Biden was in the state for a glitzy Los Angeles fundraiser.
The Secret Service member, returning from a work assignment, fired his service weapon during the robbery, according to Secret Service spokesman Anthony Guglielmi. The employee was not injured. The Secret Service stated the criminal investigation remains open and active. Scripps News first reported the robbery. Lawrence Keller reporting.
German investigators seized 39 tons of cocaine worth more than $2.78 billion hidden among vegetables and fruits in several container ships, officials announced.
Seven people have been arrested in what investigators called the country's biggest cocaine bust. Prosecutors in the western city of Dusseldorf said they confiscated the drug last year following a tip from Colombian authorities. They said about 27.5 tons of cocaine was found in the port of the northern city of Hamburg. Liam White reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A man drowned in a lake in upstate New York after his keys fell into the water and he tried to retrieve them, police said.
Anthony Davis, 44, was fishing with two other men in Oneida Lake in the town of Hastings just before 10 a.m. Sunday when his keys fell in the water, Lieutenant Andrew Bucher of the Oswego County Sheriff's Office said in a news release. Davis entered the water to retrieve his keys but could not make it back to land, Bucher said. Kyle Norris reporting.
Firefighters were battling about a dozen blazes throughout California, including a fast-moving wildfire that has forced evacuations north of Los Angeles.
The Post fire in Gorman ignited shortly before 2 p.m. local time Saturday and has since burned more than 15,610 acres with about 8% containment, according to an update from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, known as CAL FIRE. A total of 1,148 personnel, 114 engines, 7 helicopters, and 14 water tenders have been deployed to fight the blaze as it spreads. Jim Kender reporting.
A small plane crashed in upstate New York near Albany, killing the pilot, who was the only person aboard, authorities said.
The twin-engine Piper PA-31 crashed near the end of the runway at Albany International Airport around 8:15 a.m., the Federal Aviation Authority said. Police in the Albany suburb of Colony say the pilot was headed to Montreal when she experienced engine trouble and crashed. She was pronounced dead at the scene, Deputy Chief Robert Wynn said. Kevin Sanders reporting.
BNSF Railway must pay nearly $400 million to a Native American tribe in Washington state.
A federal judge ordered the payment after finding the company intentionally trespassed by repeatedly running 100-car trains carrying crude oil across the tribe's reservation. U.S. District Judge Robert Lasnik initially ruled last year that the railway deliberately violated the terms of a 1991 easement with the Swinomish tribe. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.